Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Tonight's guest states on her website that, quote, cancer and faith in God have deeply shaped my artistic practice, end quote. We're going to have a conversation with Gina Duque, a London, Ontario-based artist, to find out what this means in relation to her art. Gina exhibited some of her work at Guelph's New Life Christian Reformed Church's Art as Worship Gallery late last year and is on the phone with us tonight to talk about her work. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Trouble Won't Go from Carla Adolph's latest EP, Live at the Space. Conversation with Gina Duque. Good evening, Gina.
Hi, Robert. How are you doing today?
Good. Let's give our listeners a little bit of background on you and let them get to know you a little better. How did you become interested in art and in painting?
Well, I believe it was sometime very long ago when I was probably a toddler. My mom has always mentioned to me that I developed a keen interest in any sort of craft that had to do with painting or drawing. Since about the age of three, she would be able to sort of sit me down with some materials like paper and coloring pencils, and I would be very happy for a very long time. So I think it was very innate in my nature from a very since a very young age. And I believe even she's also mentioned to me some funny stories when I said to her that I wanted to be like Picasso. So when I was about 5 years old. So I think that the passion for being, for sort of doing something within the fine arts world has always been an innate sort of passion for me.
So how did you take it from that to where you are now in terms of doing art professionally? What was the journey that led you from there to where you are now?
Well, I think, I came from Colombia as a refugee to Canada with my mother, and I think art has always played a very strong part in sort of some subconscious way of, sort of dealing with change, and it has always been a very therapeutic outlet in various points throughout my life. But I think the one thing I can pinpoint that really led me to pursuing it professionally was the support of my mom. She has always been incredibly supportive and encouraged me to pursue my dream, which was to go and learn about techniques in fine art in university, so professionally. And so I did that, and I think that's a very large part of why I ended up pursuing it seriously, because she saw the gift that I had, or she saw mm-hmm. that and chose to support it heavily. So.
And looking at that, and you mentioned, you know, your mom was a very strong support. You talked about, you know, very early on you wanted to be like Picasso. Who have been some of the artists that have influenced you over the years, either through their works or even people that you've come across that have helped mentor you through the time as well?
Mm-hmm. So there are definitely a few artists that have really inspired me, whether it be through their subject matter, through their color, or just simply through their story. And I think one of the most powerful stories that I've come across has been Frida Kahlo. I really appreciate her artwork because I believe that it comes from a very I think it's the connection of the use of art to get you through difficult times. So she suffered a lot of misfortunes throughout her lifetime, and she chose to sort of get inspiration from them and turn them into these beautiful pieces of art that are also very moving and at times also difficult to see because of it. They're just very tragic at times. But even though the subject matter of her work is at times dark, it's also very uplifting and I think beautiful at the same time because of the colors that she uses, very, very bright colors. They're, I think, reminiscent of her Mexican heritage as well. So that's one of the stories that I really, I think, appreciate, that someone chose to turn their difficult times into something, tangible and beautiful at the same time.
And you mentioned that from early on, your mother supported you in that, and you ended up studying that. Where did you study, and sort of how did you decide to do the type of art that you do as you were developing your own styles?
Yeah, well, that's a very interesting question. I ended up choosing Queen's University for my undergraduate fine arts degree. And so I spent 2 years there sort of refining my artistry. And after the 2 years, it was about 2009, I was diagnosed with leukemia. And so I had to pull out from my studies and take about a year break from any studies that were related to fine arts, because obviously I had to be in the studio for that. But I think prior to my diagnosis in the studio, I was having a hard time finding my voice as an artist. I think everybody is at that point, though, to be fair. You are just starting university, and you're, I think, more focusing on refining your techniques and skills. But at the same time, you are encouraged to be finding your niche and sort of the passions that you'd like to put on canvas. And I think at that point, a lot of my inspiration for those 2 years came from my background, being from Colombia, and exploring different political as well as environmental causes and subject matter from my country was, a large form of inspiration for me. But once I got diagnosed, that's where sort of everything changed in terms of where I was going with my art. And I decided to focus on looking at the body from a microscopic level. And again, that comes from, again, direct experience with my cancer and having to go to hospitals and different care centers And also just seeing different, my scans, mm-hmm. Whether it would be MRI scans, whether it was x-rays, I was really able to appreciate the beauty, but also the strength, and also the just the mighty machine, I guess I would almost call it, the incredible creation of our body, and I wanted to celebrate that, even though it was going through such a hard experience that allowed me to realize that, I wanted to capture it in my artwork. So that's where I think it really took a turn for my everything that I was doing at that point.
And I want to explore that a little bit further as we continue with the interview. But we need to take a break right now, and as we do, we'll come back and continue our conversation with artist Gina Duque. I'm your host Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
I've been driving down an ice road, baby. I've been driving down an ice road, baby. Glass will get me to you faster, but this storm might end up catching me. Cracks beneath me. I've been hearing those cracks beneath me. I'm hearing my heart break under the weight in this wind and space. Ooh.
Connection. You've been listening to Ice Road from Carla Adolph's Live at the Space EP. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Gina Duque. You were just talking about how, you know, you're going through the process of finding yourself and finding your art and the style that you do, and your challenge with leukemia. Looking at your website, you also mentioned that it was both the cancer and a faith rooted in God shaped your artistic practice. How did your faith in God, especially as you were going through the leukemia treatments and that, how did all of that begin shaping what you were doing artistically?
Mm-hmm. I've always been raised with a deeply rooted faith in God, coming from a Christian family. But I think at that point when I got diagnosed, I remember a very vivid experience where at that point in time, I don't think I was able to give it a name, but I think now looking back, I'm almost tempted to say that it was the Lord reaching out to me and saying, you know, it was going to be okay. I just had this very deep sense of peace when the moment that I heard that I had leukemia, and I just remember I didn't panic, I didn't cry immediately. It was a very odd, I think, way of hearing such news, and I think now looking back, I can say it was God's presence in my heart telling me that not to worry. So I think since that point, but also God has been a very present, has played a very important role, I think, in my life. throughout various times. But in terms of how it connects to my artwork and also to my cancer experience, I think I sort of alluded to it a little bit in the past, that I just was really overwhelmed when looking at microscopic images of the human body. I was very overwhelmed at the intricacy and the complexity of the processes that go on deep in our tissues, and to me that was just another testimony to God's grand design that I really wanted to showcase, because unfortunately many of us take our health for granted when it's not threatened, and I think I just wanted to sort of showcase the grandiose power that we have within us to create health. One of the ways that I did that was very much through focusing on improving my diet and also reducing stress, things that, you know, even biblical proverbs tell us to do. So I just wanted to really, I think, have an all-encompassing approach to the subject matter, because it wasn't just about the beauty of the cells, but it's also about the relationship between physical health as well as spiritual health that I think contributes to the well-being of a body. So I wanted to encompass all of that into what I do.
Well, and looking at that, I mean, you chose to go down to the cellular level. I mean, there are some artists that have gone through some of the things you mentioned, the Mexican artist who, and I believe she created the large murals as well in her art.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. So you know, she went big and broad and outside. You have brought your view down to the cellular level. Why did you choose to go that direction?
Well, I thought it was a very interesting relationship to showcase the micro on a macro scale. So my original pieces when I was in university were rather large. They ranged from being 4 to 6 feet to some being about 7 to 8 feet in size. And so my wish, I think, if I owned a studio, I'd probably still be doing them that scale. I've had to downsize because I live in a much smaller apartment, but I found that there was a very interesting relationship between the macro and the micro when you looked at something so intricate as these cells and these little microorganisms on the canvas close up. It really does invite you to have a very personal experience and you sort of get lost. At least that's my intent when I do these, is for the viewer to get lost in that landscape, to sort of really appreciate the intricacies that are found within. And one of the ways that I do try to do that as well is not only through the size, but also through incorporating sculptural elements in the painting as well. So I try to use different textures and patterns that can really sort of lift a little bit from the canvas to, again, add another element that engages the viewer, that wants, you know, the viewer to come closer to figure out what that is and how, you know, that was made as well. And mm-hmm. so that's another reason why I chose to go that route.
And looking at it, having seen some of your works at New Life Christian Reformed in Guelph at their Art is Worship gallery, I can attest to the fact that the detail within the paintings themselves, there's just so much in the individual pieces. I'm looking at a brochure from that, and there's one Core of Salvation, which is looks like a cell, but there's just so much in there that, you know, like you say, you can get lost in the painting, you know, just finding all of these little bits and pieces of what is actually in there. As you were going through all of this, and other than just the challenge of dealing with leukemia itself, what were some of the challenges that you had or still have in creating your art?
I think one of the challenges that I think a lot of graduates that come out of university have is, first of all, finding the time to dedicate to your work, because unfortunately, it is very difficult to approach being a fine artist as a full-time job. And so most people have to have a side job, which is their main job, to support, and then, of course, try to find the time afterwards to dedicate to their art. So I think that's always a challenge for at least people that are getting sort of off the ground with their art after university. That's one of the challenges that I've often heard even my professors warn us about, to try to make sure to find some time to dedicate to our work.
Mm-hmm. And as you do this, what keeps you going as you're trying to balance, you know, life, art, work, all of that, that's going on? What keeps you wanting to pursue and wanting to create as an artist?
I think more than anything, there's just, I think, a curiosity, but also just a drive to create new things. And I've always sort of explained my work as sort of, my work is, you know, the pieces in my work are their own creation. And there's nothing more satisfying than knowing that what you've created is one of a kind. There's literally nothing like it in the world. And so they have a very special significance. And so for me, I think viewing my works that way, sort of that you're basically birthing new beings into the world in a very odd way, I think. It makes it really worthwhile to try to explore what else you can do, also just to challenge yourself, to try to take the same subject matter, which I've been working with for about 5 years, and try to see how you can expand on it and how you can grow on it. So one of the ways that I think I've done that recently is I've taken the subject matter of the microscopic and the body, and which was mainly only focused on paintings, and I've translated it into prints. I've experimented with how I can communicate different nuances in the way that I draw and the way that I paint into print. But also more recently, I've also developed an appreciation for microscopic seed structures. So that's sort of a little bit of a departure from what I was doing in the past, but still in keeping with the theme of the microscopic. And these new works are being done all in white. So it's just all about, I think, for me, what keeps me going is trying to figure out new ways to tell a story, to tell nature's story, to tell God's story of nature and creation. I think that's a really compelling thing that drives me forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take one final break, and then we're going to come back and finish our conversation with Gina Duque. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Treasure, and you're finding me.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Child of the King from the Live at the Space EP by Art Carla Adolph. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to finish up our conversation with artist Gina Duque. Gina, is any exhibits coming up in the next little while where people can go in and actually see some of the art that we've been talking about?
Yes, actually. In fact, I do have one upcoming show in London, Ontario, and it's called Colores de Latinoamérica, which means Colors of Latin America, and it's being hosted and presented by the Arts Project Gallery in London, as well as Sunfest. So it's a rather exciting opportunity where they've chosen a few Latin American artists that were born in various countries in Latin America but work in Canada and even some parts of the States. And they're just showcasing them as a part of a two-week event that is leading up to their Sunfest festival in the summertime. So that's going to be a very exciting show to be able to attend.
Great. And where can people find out more about your art and some of the exhibits you've got coming up?
So they can go to ginaduque.com, so that's just my name and my last name, .com, and in there I have a news tab that I try to keep updated with the different shows that I have coming up, and also they can look at different events that have been happening in the past as well.
Right, and Duque is spelled D-U-Q-U-E. Gina, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Robert.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection tonight, and thank you to my guest, Gina Duque. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website, artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email Robert at artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at @Selah13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.